One other thing I would mention, that pancreatic cancer still remains different from other cancers. So a BRCA-mutated, even a germline BRCA-mutated pancreatic cancer, unfortunately, is still less easy to treat than a germline mutated ovarian cancer or breast cancer, for reasons that we still don't fully understand. But you can treat, as you probably know better than I do, you can treat a BRCA-mutated ovarian cancer and sometimes have a very long, sustained, complete response to single-agent PARP inhibitor. In pancreatic cancer, you occasionally have that success, but for the most part, you get a partial response that lasts at best a year or so before the cancer starts to become resistant.
So I want to get your practical take for a doc in community-based practice in terms of, you know, how to approach this diagnostically. But before we get into that, one other sort of genomic variation, I'm curious how it fits in and how practical it is the issue about MSI. How often do you see that in pancreas? And again, have you had patients who respond to checkpoint inhibitors?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's really, really uncommon. It's probably on the order of about 0.5 to 0.7% of all pancreatic cancers. Of course, there's some variability across different studies, but in our Know Your Tumor program, that's about the percentage that we saw. And out of about 1,000 patients, we've seen, I think, 3 MSI-high pancreatic cancers. They do respond. The one publication that's out there, Young Lee's work that she published in Science, she had 6 pancreatic cancer MSI-high patients. And if you look at the graphs, per RECIST criteria, 4 responded. But if you look at the graphs, actually all of the patients had their tumors shrink. Just 2 of them didn't technically meet the criteria of RECIST response. So I think MSI-high tumors respond robustly to immunotherapy like they do in other cancers, but it's just a very, very uncommon finding in pancreatic cancer.